Beginning current daf, Masechet Zavot Zarah daf Ayin Dalet. Beginning base gun test matzah. Beginning the gemara gas v'machatz v'mashpach v'chulu. The wine press and the machatz and the mashpach and the funnel. All these things from the non-Jew. This vessel that they draw from the cistern to the barrel. All the different halachas that apply to them. Now, v'shalit v'shal evan, what's the halacha if it's made out of wood or stone? Menagvan, so he said that, you do the nigur process, v'zeh tarasam, and that purifies them. K'she'en b'zofafim, we're talking about when it's not with pitch. Well, come on, magmin, b'darach b'vikachav, and later on we explained that it's also where the non-Jew went and pressed inside of it already. So, says the Timing, Zeh, but Abba, Maleel, Gabba, Mestin, but Rabba said previously regarding the mission of b'darach b'vikachavim, when the non-Jews pressed in it, Sagila, b'darach b'amazinav, just to wash. Here we see that it needs niguv. You can say is the masin l'el mar begashla Yisrael. The Mishnah previously was talking about a wine press of a Jew. Shadarach by bekachav. If you show that it was just temporary that the non-Jew had pressed over there, so that's enough just to wash off. But halacha may b'shalav bekachavim. He would talk about that it's actually the non-Jews the wine press to believe too. But where then it's absorbed way more. If you show harbapam darach b'har bekachav, that means many times he had pressed over there, and therefore it requires a greater level of niguv. Then it says b'temim kizayim kinim. That's the case. Eicha parach b'sam masnidin. How does the Gemara surely ask from the Mishnah diktani? Oh, we learned the sagim niguv. It's enough when niguv is muzavafin when it's pitched. Lach brisa to ask on the brisa diktani, but where it says moy muzavafin asurim, but if it's with pitch is forbidden. My kusha, what's the difficulty? Kim nasnidin b'shal Yisrael, but you said the Mishnah of Yisrael, therefore we're more lenient. Or brisa b'shal b'kachavim and the brisa of a non-Jew priest, like we explained, so we're more machmer. V'yashem says no, the muzavafin when it's with pitch, which is what the Gemara there is questioned from. In lechalik b'shal b'kachavim l'shal Yisrael, there. There's no difference if a Jew is a non-Jew. Because the pitch absorbs in a very small amount of time, and therefore that wouldn't make a difference to give such an answer to that question. Tunik says, Master begins the Gemara, the Bashiya, where it's smooth. So it's like, okay, it just wash it off. Now, Pesha Dev Peter, he explains, Klish and Akav boy, when you have a vessel as a whole, and Venistim Bezefes, and it was closed up with pitch, in the Chamer, it's not as stringent as a pitched vessel, Shechmir boy, that was stringent. Afil Afishah, even temporarily, because they keep it for a long time. It's not because it absorbs, it's only because they keep it for a long time. So here, where it's not, doesn't have that, so therefore that wouldn't be as stringent. They never wanted to permit Gashel Evan Zafusa, a wine press of stone that's pitched, Abashi, which is smooth. That's why he wanted to permit it, because he wasn't concerned for the absorptions of the pitch. If that's the case, Stima Zephas Akli, the sealing of the pitch of the vessel, Shein Os Lekim, which is not meant to last a long time, Sagale Badocha, that's enough also, we're just washing off Kekli Asma, like the vessel itself. Oy Nigav, or Nigav, Emu Kli, Shetok Nigav, or it's a vessel that requires Nigav. Well, if he's according to this, it's Tisa Mashpach Shalonu, our funnel, Shem Zavav and Ma'at, that it's a little bit pitched, Shav of Habrazel around the iron. Spigot sagid lo benigav. Oh, that's enough with nigav. Come on, mashpach atzma like the funnel itself. Me bekim is a vafim, but actual pitch vessels yesh lahachma. They should be stringent. Should gilim umetsuyim, which those are common, and that's very around there. There it would be more of a problem regarding such a thing. Really, the gear should really be bicky. Really has possibilities of cracks, and therefore that would be more of a concern. Next says Matzah, begin the words of Gemara. Dar Shrava, Rav, expand the Nava Artachoy. So these types, you should boil it. Pidush Higilu Hagiyasoyes Hagadolim. That you should go ahead and do Hagala, do Kasher in hot water. These large wine presses. So Mekana Ben Tam, from here Ben Tam says the Irka Klirish, and you see that pouring from a primary vessel is like a primary vessel itself. The Kama Hakam, in fact, the Gemara says about the Irui by pouring Maflet Hayana Blua Bagas, you get out the absorbed taste of wine in the wine press, because Akarcha the Iru Kama Hakha. Obviously, when saying Kashrut hot water, it's pouring onto it with hot water. So already Gaska Del Bekveda, because the wine press is very large and heavy. Shenichan Lasita Latahir Mirsachas Kadela Gili can put that into a large vat that's hot with hot boiling water to Kashrut. El Akarcha, obviously, Al De Iru Kama, we're talking through pouring hot water onto it. So therefore, and even though it has the bleeds inside of it from itself being a primary vessel, you see the Iri is Kikli Rishon. Now, Vahashta, now, Kivin Dhaba Kikli Rishon, if you're saying pouring Iri is like a primary vessel, if that's the case, Hani Kalim Shanesha de Kikli Rishon. So if you have something that was, let's say, cooked in a non-kosher pot on a primary vessel, Sagla Bagala, the Iri would be enough to kasher with hot water that by pouring onto it. Rashbam chelik Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, he says the ikar kli shenihu. No, legamri. It's totally like a secondary vessel. It, once it leaves the original pot where it's being poured from, it's like already in the secondary vessel. For the mashmalacha, this is something where the gas I could be irui that with the wine press is not with pouring. Shani yainesach. This halacha is different than tashmishal deitzayin because as it is really shouldn't require kashering. It's not used with hot. It's used with cold, and therefore that's why irui is enough. They could be Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam says Tyson. The primary machlekes Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam is actually misach l'shabbos perikid. Of membezim and olive regarding ilpas vakadero regarding hot pans and pacha avir mitzachin where it was removed hot v'shamerichu and they're lengthy about it. Maskan de milsa pirsha bein baruch and bein baruch in his sefer truma he comes out de milsa de iri. Actually, this teaching of regarding pouring, Talia b'pukd Rabbi Shmuel. It's actually machlekes amar Rabbi Shmuel. That's what it depends on. The perikitz that tell them sachem that by involvement of the pligi they disagree. Tato gavar is the primary thing what you're pouring into, meaning what's on the bottom. Ilo gavar if the primary is what's on the top, what you're pouring from. The kaimelon and we hold commander amalek the one who says tato gavar that the bottom one is primary. Now, so therefore the iru which is the hot one on the top is not going to. It's going to be like the one you're pouring into, which is the klisheni. Miu, however, gami lo mevashel mavliya kedei klipa. But the thing is, the upper one is going to cook and make an absorption at least a peel's worth. Kedam admiyakli bala when it's weighing down in it, it's going to be absorbing something, even though it's cooling it down. But up until it does, it's going to heat up at least the peel's worth. Because I mean, like we say, perikitz tzeilin. So therefore, iri pouring, you're right, in the like a kriyishin. It's not like a kriyishin, but at the same time, like a klishen legamer. It's not totally like a secondary vessel. Mavashel mavliya who kedei klipa bala yaser, but it's going to cook and make absorptions a peel's worth and not more. If that's the case, Kim Shana saw the clearation, so if a vessel became forbidden on as a primary vessel, Shem Bluyim, Able Aver, which then the absorptions go through and through the walls, Lay Sagabi ear, it's not enough with just pouring hot water onto it. Shade either in the mouthlet, Elkade Kleba, because the pouring hot water is only going to get out what's on the peel's width of the pot. Well, yes, and not more than that. Now, Mahani Karas, these plates, Shem Boilis, are the Iri. That they got absorbed through being poured onto the plate. Hayinir, so then it would seem kamlikin that the same thing would be the cycle of ir lagilon. That okay, at least then if it was it became usa through iri, then it would be kashered through iri. Bechem perash to besay the beer chametz says Taisa. That's how I explained also in the order of getting rid of the chametz. But krebitz in which is these that said in the davening of Shabbos Hagadol, Shias Rabbi Yosef Tari Loi that pachas. Is if that the gear says, or it's pachar, kaderis, and tzorch lefalcha, v'chulu, v'karas mutaris, and the plates are permitted, kishakal medura, alayhu, lanocha, to leave it, or you kastra it. Now, mi oebe, in alocha kach, the alocha does not fall like that. El tzorch legilim klirishin, rather, meaning Tais is quoting what says in the Kravitz, that from Rabbi Yisrael Tov Elam, that it says over there that. You don't have to break the pots, you just leave it till after Pesach, and the plates are permitted when you do a galah by pouring them from the Madura. And that says, no, it's, the halacha does not fall like that. Rather, even the plates that were used to Iri, that's not enough just with Iri. Sometimes it's not just that you pour onto it, you actually put the plates into a klirishin, into a hot pot. Now that I explained it, that pouring does not absorb or nor emit. Only peels with them. If that's the case, these barrels of the non-Jews be enough with pouring. Dumi the gas, the kamahacha, similar to the wine press that we see over here. Nava artuchu that you should bubble it, and that would be enough. To like we see in our sugya that. You should go ahead and that Rabbi said to do Hagala and on that's the taste but v'mayim menasin hanager. Now, if the carpenter made boards for the barrels and the kolfon b'malakid over the hitni. And he peels it with these his instruments. Umesa klipashal tzarayayin, and he takes off a peel's width of the side where the wine was. Sakibahaka, that would be enough blatery without pouring. The hakinavit lohu iri, because even when you do iri, in the maflet iri, it doesn't get rid of through the iri, kim kide klipa, vahulu, only a peel's width. And when you're actually peeling off, that would be just as well a valid way of kashering it. the test master begin the words of Gemara. Garabba ki mishadlu gulfil arpanya. When he would send these jugs to arpanya, sochav lo apamayu, he would dip in the lip. V'chosam lo abertayu, and he would seal the bottom. He would make a chaysim tei chaysim. Now, Shamin Mach, what we hear from over here is that Yisrael Ashleich Chavis Rekondes Bebeis Avikachavim. If a Jew is sending empty barrels in the house of a non-Jew, I mean, ear from city to city, to Lazakin to fix them. You would have to like seal it from within. Let's say with a hot coal, a be'evin racha, or with a soft stone. She ke'evin sid, which is like a stone of lime. K'deshe nikr, so that should be recognizable. And maybe kachom nesim teichinayin, because if he puts a wine, it's going to dissolve it, and you'll be able to recognize. As we see, you have to make a chaysim. Mia yeshlitzchis, but you can reject it, because the davka of the two, that was specifically for them in the days of the Gemara. So Yechovish Shalem Ketanim, their barrels were small, but Nechem Losses L'Techen Yayim, it was convenient for them to put in wine, well, Arisim Yad, and then pour it out right away, but they used it. Yechovish Shalem, but our barrels, Shem Gedom, they're a big vein, Nechem Losses L'Techen Yayim, it's not really convenient to put wine in, well, Arisim Yad, and to empty it right away. In Lachas, you don't have to be concerned, but in Tzarch L'Chaysman, you don't have to seal it. Mekomakum Tebelachma, however, it is good to be stringent and do make a chaysim.